These Sundays of Lent are gradually moving us on a journey. A journey through the key episodes in the story of our salvation in Jesus Christ. Traveling on a journey of faith has a long history for God's people. In our first reading from the book of Genesis, we heard God's promise to Abraham and his people. They will be a great nation, and their glory will be recognized all over the world. However, they must first leave their native land and move out into the unknown. They have to trust that God's promises to them would be fulfilled, keeping alive their faith and God's loving care for them. Writing to his dear friend Timothy, St. Paul strikes a similar note. Bear your share of hardship for the gospel with the strength that comes from God. Living a gospel life will inevitably bring hardship because the values that Jesus lived and died for in the gospel are clearly not those that run our world. Christ's life was dedicated to serving all people in love, justice, and peace. Our world, our society, teaches us to strive for fame, power, and wealth. Conflict between these two value systems is inevitable. Paul's words, however, give us hope. Christ's coming brought the final victory, a victory of glory which will be shared by all the faithful, by all who bear the hardships of living the values of Christ with the strength that comes from the gospel. Today's gospel gives us a taste of such glory as the disciples witnessed Jesus' transfiguration with their very own eyes. On that high mountain, Jesus, clothed in dazzling light, converses with Moses and Elijah, representatives of the law and the prophets of Israel. The climax is a voice from the cloud. This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. The voice of the Father tells them to listen to him. Listen to my Son. Listen with your hearts, for you must accept the passion as well as the exaltation of the Son of God. My sisters and brothers, as we continue on our Lenten journey, today's scripture readings give us hope and encouragement. There will be challenges and difficulties along the way as we seek to live the teachings of Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. But we keep going, knowing that, as St. Paul writes, our Savior Jesus Christ destroyed death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. In a few short weeks, we will celebrate this marvelous truth in the glorious feast of Easter, because with the strength that comes from God, we will have completed our Lenten journey. May God's blessings be with you today and throughout the coming week.